All right, welcome. It's another edition of Lynch and Taco Off the Air, our weekly podcast from the Lynch and Taco Show on 101.1 WJRR, Orlando's Rock Station. I'm Pat Lynch.
I'm Taco Bob.
Gamble.
And I want to start by saying this morning when I walked in, I got to give Pat props. This morning when I walked in, he goes, I looked and I'm like, you know when you just know somebody well and you know someone's different, right, Gamble?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, what's going on? I go,
you didn't have glasses.
You forgot your glasses. He goes, yep, today's going to suck. And I was like, no, don't. And he goes, no, not like that. But, you know, just the fact of having to squint the whole time.
Yeah, I noticed in the second idiotology, he was looking at those papers a little closer than usual.
I absolutely cannot. Well, you get middle age, man. You cannot read small print. I absolutely
no hate.
Cannot.
You have glasses. No hate.
When I have the glasses, it's fine. When I forget the glasses, small print, it might as well just be no print.
I know a guy. Dr. Filatowski is what I told him, man. So, no, how exactly, because I looked at him and it was about 4:45 and I go, go get him. I said, go home and get him. And he said, I don't have time. But honestly, no, our show starts at 5. I could
have done the first hour.
I would have just done the first break. He would have been home, glasses on and back. But he said, no, I don't have time. He, you know, for the show, he didn't.
No one would have known nothing if we didn't just tell him. Because never said a word about it, and the show was executed flawlessly, except for when the board died.
And we had dead air.
And we had no control over that. I wonder what's going to happen with that situation.
They need to replace those two big drive, or whatever those things are.
Power units, we're being told. Power units.
Whatever a power unit is, these ones have been in here. We were informed, Gamble, I don't know if you heard this one, from Lube, our engineer, informed us that these two things have been in here since what year?
They're from 2014, and they've been on since 2014, 24/7, 365.
Well, so, I mean, like,
they don't get a break.
Peeling back the curtain a little bit, this is the same board that was already in this room, right?
Correct.
Okay, and the DJ that was predominantly in this room would always complain about this happening, right? Like, I remember hearing that this was a problem before, and I guess I assumed in the rebuild, things were going to get fixed.
The only thing that was changed in this studio is the color of the walls, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And the carpet.
Yeah, and the carpet.
But, yeah, so that's it. We were just happy to be in a regular studio.
Yeah.
But if this is an issue, at least our boss is aware of it now, and he's talked to some people. So it should be getting taken care of, I'd hope, soon.
To put,
because when you start missing commercials, sorry, Pat, but when you start missing commercials, that's revenue and that's money, and that's how our radio station runs at the end of the day.
To put this in perspective for those of you who don't make a living doing this, I'll put it in an everyday comparison. You're in your car driving, and all of a sudden, everything just turns off,
mm-hmm.
just dies. Everything.
That's some scary shit. I've had it happen before when everything shuts down, and you just go, didn't that happen with the snowball that you threw in the?
That just killed the electronics. The engine still worked.
Engine
still worked. Thank God.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Do you want to hear this topic that I thought I found before the show?
Before you get to that, can I just, I've got to just unload some more here on this Henry Ruggs III.
Hey, how did
again.
You forget your glasses after all?
Oh, that's right.
We never got to that.
I just walked out.
They're right there. I keep them right next to my sink in the bathroom. And I just forgot to put them on.
Oh, okay. Mm.
That's all. No.
So what about Ruggs?
The more I think about this clown.
Is it the fact that the NFL has a deal with Uber allowing all NFL players to have free rides?
Yeah, that, and never mind any of that, but just the fact that, and I said this to you earlier today, Taco, and Henry Ruggs is the former Las Vegas Raiders receiver who is no longer in the NFL and is probably going to jail for a very long time for driving extremely drunk, twice the legal limit, slamming into a woman who had, you know, was just minding her own business. The car blows up into flames and she burns to death.
Her and her dog.
Yeah, and he was going at one point, 156 miles per hour before he accelerated to about 127. Before
impact was 127.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
156. Yeah. Correct on both.
So, okay, set all of that aside. What does every kid, probably all three of us in this room included, from the day you start playing any kind of sport as a kid, Mm-hmm. What do you dream of one day? You know it's never going to happen, but at least you think about it.
Of being a pro athlete.
Sure. And this guy actually got there. Not only got there, but got there in the NFL, which is the tiniest of pools and, you know, the best of the best when it comes to being able to get to that level. He had it all. And he didn't have it for very long, and now it's all gone in the course of one night. I don't get it.
In hindsight, I mean, we look at it and say, dude, you have access to a personal driver, which you mentioned, and, okay, you have a vet, you want to drive it or something. Oh, sorry. I thought that was a poo. But you mentioned, Pat, that why does he not have a PA, a personal assistant?
Wouldn't that be the first thing you would do if all of a sudden you came into all this money that you never had?
And they should do more to keep these new players with their finances and make sure that they have, like, everyone has a financial advisor and is making sure that they're accounted for and stuff like
not
that.
Not just financial, but just life. I mean, you got to keep him. The guy's in his early 20s. And you haven't figured stuff out yet at that point.
20, I think he was 20. He might have been 23. I think he's 23.
I think he might be 22.
I think he's just. Either way, if he had a personal assistant, and maybe this is something the NFL could suggest to these guys, these pros, and just say, hey, we offer personal assistants. We have a good pool of them that you can choose from. They're going to help you with a lot of stuff that you're not going to be used to because you just came across this massive sign. What?
Well, but, you know, I was going to say, it's almost going into the thing. Like, did you see what Derek Carr said?
Mm-mm.
He had a conference where he was just like, man, what did I not let him know enough that, like, if he needed me at 3 a.m., he could call me and I'd give him a ride and all this stuff. And he's taking it very hard. And I guess at the end of the day, this guy didn't want a ride. Ruggs didn't want to. He knew he had all these options. Even if he had a personal assistant, he still wanted to drive his Corvette really fast that night.
But a personal assistant could jump in and say, sorry, I'm not giving you the keys. Mm-hmm. You're a big football player that might kick my ass. But if you do this and you even get just pulled over and get the DUI, that alone can get you kicked out of football. And I'll explain it to you later. Go to sleep.
Yeah, as angry as he might get at the time, or any person in that position might get at the time, every single one of them is going to thank you in the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, you know, these guys, they sign these huge contracts, and they have access to all this money. You could hire somebody to act in that role. You could probably pay him a modest six-figure salary, which would be, you know, pennies to you at this point.
Like the life coach has TC.
Right, exactly.
Takes care of everything for him.
Just to, you know, prevent this and any other kind of calamity from happening. And it's just, I have to marvel at how many times we see this play out in these professional athletes just, I don't.
And it's easy for us to armchair quarterback.
We all make mistakes. I get that.
And coulda, woulda, shoulda. This has nothing to do with the DUI or any of that stuff because everybody's made mistakes. It's that, dude, there's got to be a way to prevent a lot of this. And they did by giving them drivers.
Mm-hmm.
A driving thing. And
prevent two deaths.
You could almost do it like, hey, man, the personal assistant route. We have a pool of them. You're going to have to pay this individual, but they're going to take care of you. They're going to, you know, going to get you that whore when you're over in Minnesota.
We're not trying to stop your fun. Go party your ass off, man. Just don't kill anyone who, you know.
Yeah, if the players might think, and you'd probably think this too, that you're getting into their business a little too much. I played this hard. I earned all this money, so I'm going to do. No, we're just giving you a suggestion because we want to see you succeed and take care of your family and this and that. You are none of our business. But,
right.
But this person can help you. That's all it is. Instead of surrounding yourself, because you see it all the time with these boxers, with these MMA fighters, they all have a whole harem of their buddies from high school.
It's an entourage where no one looks like they really have the best intentions in mind.
Exactly. It's your crew. And
it just, you see it over and over and over again. And we'll see it again. Maybe it'll calm down for a little while because of the high profile nature of this and the horrible tragic ending. But
can I tell you what else is on my mind?
I have a feeling it'll be something 180 degrees away from what we just got done talking about.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
I think that I may have to call you and do the rest of this podcast from the toilet.
Really?
I
it's coming on that hard?
Yeah, it was those muffins. It's not a blowout or anything, but I had a paster earlier. For those that don't know, a paster is where you just continue to wipe and wipe. But I got to stand up and see.
I just want you to keep it regular.
It's going to be regular because I'm taking my probiotics. But I think I can hold it. I think I'm good. But if you see me, you know, just walk away, it's because everything wasn't out before, and that's why it was a paster, so I still have, you know.
I do want to let you know, the minute you leave the studio, we're going to start talking about fantasy football.
Shut up.
We keep going around. What I wanted to talk about, it is sports related. They did top 10 high – well, so they went through, like, every the highest paid athletes of all time. They finally have the top 10 – Do you want to have a guess who's the top paid athlete of all time?
In any kind of sport?
Any sport.
It's going to be one of the soccer players, the football players probably, because it's Europe. And
I'll tell you what, the first soccer / football player comes in at number 5.
Oh, really?
Before that, there are 3 golfers and 1 basketball player.
Michael Jordan, probably number 1.
Ding, ding, ding.
Is he number 1?
He's number 1.
Yeah, just because of all
the shoes and everything that he's ever invested in, $2.62 billion.
Yeah.
Behind him, Tiger.
Yeah, is Tiger still there? That was my question, I would think.
Tiger, Arnold Palmer, and Jack Nicklaus.
Okay.
And Arnold's not earning anymore. Well, actually, his name still is.
Does he make any money from the sweet tea?
Well, he's passed away.
His estate does?
Has he?
Yeah, he's passed away.
That's nice. Arnold Palmer was no longer with us.
R.I.P.
A couple years ago he died.
R.I.P. Arnie.
He just did R.I.P. pointing at the sky. Yeah, that's why I said he's no longer earning it because he's passed. But
his family.
Yeah, that guy was a legend.
Then behind him, Cristiano Ronaldo, $1.24 billion. Floyd Mayweather, LeBron James, Messi, Michael Schumacher, the race car driver, and then Roger Federer.
The tennis dude.
Here's what else I found interesting. The first female doesn't come until right at like number 39.
I'm trying to think who that would be.
A Serena?
Serena Williams.
Is it Serena? Okay.
$480 million.
I was going to point out before you even mentioned the word female, I was like, I think I know what's going to happen here is you notice you didn't see one chick on that list. And then it's how deep, and you just did exactly what I thought.
Hold on, you said 480 net value?
Yes.
Net worth. What is number 10? What's the number 10?
It is Roger Federer, $1.12 billion.
Then the first female's at
480 million.
You know, they say, everybody says it, that women are not treated equally. Then again, when it comes to a sport.
Well, and I will say with all of these people, none of the top 10 people made all their money just playing the sport.
Correct.
That's the big thing. Mm-hmm. It's now that they've become, their names are so recognizable to a brand.
100%.
I'm surprised Tom Brady's, he has to be somewhere in the top 50, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'd like to know? I'd like to go through that top 10 and ask each of them if they had a personal assistant that they hired early on in their careers to protect them their future possibilities. I bet you every one of them did.
Here's a real deal question. Here's a real question. When were they the happiest? At what point in all their money were they the happiest? You know, that's a big thing where they say money doesn't equate to how happy you are. I bet a lot of them would say, like, right when they made that first mill, they were the happiest. And then everything after that, it's just kind of been living on borrowed time.
I don't, because you start to think when they had all their serious wins, they'd be their happiest, but that's when it's really stressful because you're in such high demand for interviews and everything.
And to maintain at that level, the pressure is immense.
Yeah. The pressure is immense right now, too.
Go ahead and go. We'll continue the conversation.
I'll call you. I'd rather call. I think it'll be a different change for the podcast. It's okay. That's not illegal. Right? It's a podcast.
Yeah, okay. Which line are you going to call on? Hotline?
The hotline. That's hooked up. We can test it out.
All right. Back to that, though. Money, wealth.
Yeah.
If you could be rich, how rich would you want to be?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to think, and you alluded to it a second ago. Once you get into a certain level of income, there's a lot of additional headaches that come along with that that a lot of people don't even think about.
There are so many that I was about to say I cannot even fathom because I don't have that kind of money.
Keep talking and see if I can get him dialed up.
I will. Here. I don't even know how the act of you and Bob, you had to remortgage your house, and I spent like 3 days kind of quizzing you about like what does that mean.
Are you there, Taco?
Yeah, what's up, dude?
All right. So the question we asked on to continue Gamble's topic, if you could be rich, is there a range that's too rich? Where would you want to be? To be considered rich before it becomes such a hassle and you know so much involved.
There's
that
no such thing as being too rich.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
I mean, no, because when I drive by and I see that and I see that board, it says $560 million or something for Powerball. I'm all about it. If I can get that much, yeah, and then I can take care of more people. You know.
What about Elon Musk rich? If you could be that rich, would you want all the additional stuff that comes along with being at that level? Richest guy in the world.
I just wouldn't take all the additional stuff. I'd say, yeah, I'm going to opt out of that one.
Well, I get, you know what? Here's the thing. It's like the perfect scenario is being like the guy who started the cardboard box.
Which toilets are you coming to us live from right now?
The big
now?
One.
The community cut stall.
Yeah.
Which floor?
The fourth floor.
Okay.
Yeah, that was really quick.
How's that?
I thought I just ran out of toilet paper, dude.
Oh, you better. Are you going to follow the instructions on the back of the door there?
I just did.
No, that was me. I used that stall like 10 minutes before you did, so I used a fair amount of toilet paper.
You guys didn't hear the second flush? I did a first flush before that.
No, your connection's not the best in the world. Why don't you two share, since you use that stall, what's hanging on the inside of the stall door?
Okay, I'll read it to you, but I just turned around now and pee it.
Read it in Spanish.
This is okay. Pathetic.
It has come to management's attention that we are having consistent instances of blocked toilet in one of the bathroom stalls, mainly due to too much toilet paper being put in. Please adhere to one or both of the following rules. One, use less toilet paper. That's highlighted. Two, if that much toilet paper is needed, please flush at one or more intervals with less amounts of paper in the toilet. Thank you.
And nothing has been added to that? Anybody jotted no smart-ass comments? The thing hasn't been ripped down or anything?
Can we? We've clogged that toilet 10 times.
I totally was going to put on there and say, what if I have a paster that needs a lot of toilet paper? But I know who's in charge of putting that sign up, and I want nothing to do with getting in trouble, you know? So.
All right. How close to being done are you?
I've been done. I'm washing my hands. It's just there's another sign in here that says that I have to wash my hands for 30 seconds with COVID rules.
Sound like he's in a fish tank.
Kind of
underwater.
Fish tank
talking out of the side of my thing. I can't believe you didn't hear the big explosion when I went.
No.
We didn't hear anything.
I'm sure listeners are either disappointed and or thankful at the same time.
Well, I did a flush immediately after the initial plunge, and you guys didn't even hear the flush.
No.
Oh.
I feel cheated.
That's crazy. I know. But I did follow the rules. I did two different flushes. Ooh, there's a box of prizes out here.
Yeah, don't touch it.
Okay.
Oh, he's back. Okay.
Sorry. Yeah, I could have been done way quicker if you guys didn't have me reading the sign. I was done, but then I told you I got the paster. So I was done in about probably 40 seconds.
Moving right along, true or false, I'll read you this one. I'm sure you both will have something to say on this.
Wait, what did you guys answer on the amount of money that would be too much?
I don't think there's a definitive answer. I was just throwing it out there as, you know.
Oh, so what did you guys answer there yourselves?
Probably like 10 mil. I don't think I could spend that.
I'm going to stick to what I've always said, man. To be filthy, filthy, filthy rich, I've never really felt that way. If I could get enough money to just pay off my mortgage and not have to work anymore, that's good enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's good enough for me. If it was more, great, but if that's what it was, that would make me quite the happy camper.
Yeah, the only reason why I answered, Bill Gates money or whatever, is because if there's no limit, yeah, I'm going the most I ever could be. I want to be on them lists. I want people to talk and say, you know what? That Taco Bob guy, he's who we should go to.
Genius.
And I'd help people out, you know?
All right. On a completely different subject, I saw this and I'm reaching for my BS flag.
Yeah.
But then I thought about it. I don't really have a dog in the hunt in the last 27 years in this. Breakups are harder on men than they are on women.
We're not women.
Breakups are harder on men than on women.
I don't know. I don't think you can really generalize that. I think every person's different.
Yeah, I don't think you can answer that either. I'm thinking of a breakup that I had that upset me was, I don't want to use any names.
It is like the thing, I will say, usually with a breakup, a girl will be happy right away and a guy will be upset, and then it flip-flops where the longer goes on, the girl realizes, oh, I kind of messed up, and the guy realizes.
Agree.
Yeah.
Agree. I think that at the beginning, the guy's upset and he's like, what am I going to do without her? She was so hot. She had the best hits and we had good sex. I swear she gave the best blowjob I've ever had. Because they always do, because the first time you meet them, they want to give you an amazing blowjob. And then you're going to be, with them forever because you're going to go, and then all of a sudden,
this is the one.
After you go through that breakup, yes, it role reverses, like Gamble was saying. And then the girl starts to feel like, he was a really nice guy. And I like the way that his dick felt in my mouth. No. So look. So then all of a sudden the guy is already, he's in this day and age, he's on dating sites and whatever. And now he's getting the next best blowjob ever.
Well,
there's always a better one.
Latest research on this, and they talked to 184,000 people in this. And it has concluded that it is more difficult in general for men to deal with the breakup than women. Again, like I said, this isn't a scenario that me personally that I've had to be in nearly 30 years. So
me either. And I can think back to one of my last relationships. And when we broke up, it was like I had to ditch her because some stuff that I was finding out. And it did kind of hurt. I was like, man, I thought we could go somewhere. But again, it was because she was smoking hot.
I think back to every single relationship I had prior to getting married. You thought it was end of the world at times for some of them, but looking back at this point, it's like, boy, I'm glad none of those worked out.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Yeah, without a doubt.
You boys got anything else you want to address this morning?
I really hope that I have some wipes back at my desk.
Oh, is that bad?
No, it's just the paste, or you keep going. And this toilet paper, Gamble was in the same stall right before me. I wish I had known that.
Yeah, there's
minimal.
That much left.
Like when it broke off, when I was on the phone with you guys, I go, oh, no, it's out of toilet paper. But I reached up in the nasty, the nasty holder. You got to reach your arm in and cut your wrist on it. And I was like, oh, good, there is a little more. But I don't know if I have my actual wipes back at the desk, comfort wipes.
What do you guys think would happen if we like replace that sandpaper thin toilet paper in
Charmin.
There with like thick Charmin that started getting you. You want to talk about backups.
Yeah.
Dude, no, we literally, every toilet would get clogged.
People here are so used to that sandpaper stuff that they'd be in there. They wouldn't even have to go to the bathroom. They'd just go in there to wipe their butt just because it felt so good after all the years of torture that we've had. You want to do Chinese torture. That's Chinese torture. Make the POWs, use our toilet paper here at work.
That is, you wonder why I never used the bathroom.
Is it
here.
Still called Chinese torture? Or is it, what is it?
What do you mean? Like, there's all types of
you
torture.
Know, the phrase used to be ancient Chinese torture.
Is it, no, that was ancient Chinese secret.
That too.
Yeah. No, but like waterboarding and stuff.
Hey, would you ever let us waterboard you? We always do these food challenges and stuff. Would you be
I don't like waterboarding.
Mm-hmm. Have you tried it?
Yeah.
Have you really?
You did?
I mean, you can like unintentionally waterboard yourself. I've had like this sensation of getting waterboarded where it's like you're like upside down underwater, have like a like you're asleep and have a bunch of water thrown on you.
Because
I haven't had a bag thrown over me, and I've never like had multiple rounds of it.
Well, it's a towel. It's a towel that they put on you.
Burlap sap, whatever they want to use.
Isn't, you know, when that's depicted in movies.
He just said burlap sap.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's at this point, I don't have the energy. But whenever it's depicted in movies, you watch that and you go,
I can do that.
It doesn't look that bad.
Like when they did it to Ruthie. When they did it to Ruth on Ozark. It scarred her.
I'll watch some actual waterboarding footage compared to the Ozark version of their waterboarding. I think you'd be like, oh, that's not very nice.
I've seen the gangsters doing it, and it, you know, it was like straight up. These guys are cutting pinkies off with scissors and stuff too.
Guantanamo, they would do that stuff for like 12-hour shifts.
Good. I mean, if you're blowing up a plane or attempting to, there you go.
No, so you don't hear anything about Guantanamo anymore? Nothing. Zip, zilch, nada.
No, because a couple of years ago, it wasn't shut down, but
they just let a bunch of them back loose into the wild who are now reconstituting themselves in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Anyway. All right. So waterboarding's out. The Reese's Cup Challenge, though, you're up for that.
So far, yeah.
Whoa, so far, what do you mean?
All right, let's just finish this up and get this established, what we're going to do with this, once we find these things in a store.
Okay. The new product came out. It's 6 Reese's Cups in one package. Yeah. Gamble said, oh, dude, I could do that. And I said, okay, could you do 6? He goes, 4 is usually when I get maxed. He goes, oh, for a challenge, though? Yeah. So we said, how about a 12-pack? So we're going to get 2 6-packs of them. And you said that you can do those in a minute, he said.
Now, I know some of you are probably going, why don't you guys just go buy a bunch of 2-packs and still have them do 12? No, we want the visual of the foot-long of Reese's Cups in this new packaging.
It's like a party sub. He's going to have a party sub. When you put those two together, it's 2 foot long of Reese's.
It's like a flight of Reese's Cups.
It totally is. But I'm telling you, I when we were, the mics were off, and Pat, you weren't in here, I said to him, I go, dude, you really think that you can do them in a minute, under a minute? I said, you can't. He goes, yeah, I do. So he's really convinced. I'm like, just the peanut butter's getting all glopped up in your mouth and
swallow.
Everything. So I'm telling you, it's going to bulge up in your chest. So he says he can do it. So I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. I don't think you can do it in a minute. So I'll give you $20 if you do it within a minute. And then if you don't do it in a minute, we're going to tell you. And I'm going to go, okay, well, you lost your $20. But then you still have the remainder of 3 minutes to get them down, because that's the bar we set it at, is you have 3 minutes to do all these. And I think you're going to get more realistic when you're at 3 minutes.
That would be 4 cups a minute.
I'm looking at 4 cups every 20 seconds.
I just think once
that
you...
That still wouldn't do it.
It just, would. That'd be a minute.
It would. It did. 4 cups every 20 seconds would actually be...
60 seconds.
You start, if you like Reese's peanut butter cups, so think about it. Once you eat a couple of the full-size cups, you're pretty satisfied. I mean, you're full.
I'm not going for satisfaction. I'm going for glory.
And that's what he started. That's where this started, is because he said what he could do the 4-pack once he gets to the 4. In real life, he's done it. So once he gets to the 4, he's kind of capped out when he's going to the 4th. Now you can do 12?
This is going to be like my Gom Jabbar, and I'm just going to go against my animalistic instincts and just keep pushing, you know? Okay. Fear's the mind killer.
Okay.
Those are all Dune references.
I did, you lost me right at Gom. I thought you said ganja, and I was excited.
I'm still lost back at burlap sack.
Sap.
Yeah.
It's Scott Sapp's brother.
Anyway, okay, just to end this, you will do the challenge once we find the new super-sized 6-packs of Reese's. We'll buy 2 of those and bring them in.
Yeah, once you walk into any Walgreens.
Or wherever they show, wherever we find them, we'll bring them in. We'll set a morning we're going to do this. You will have a total of 3 minutes to complete the challenge. If you are able to do it as you think you are in the first minute, Taco will hand you a nice crisp 20.
And I know exactly what's going to happen is the listeners are going to go, oh, he did this many, you should still give him the 20. No, the 20 is for the first minute. And you agree with that, right?
Yeah, and it's going to be easy.
Okay, and then if you don't do it, then what do we do for me?
What do you want?
I don't know. What can we have him do? Let me wear the leather jacket for a week?
You get to wear the jacket. He gets to wear your jacket. No. Keep the streak alive. It gets worn by Taco for 1 week on the show.
No, I do not want to wear the leather jacket for a week. No offense. Nothing against the leather jacket. I'm just not. Look at me. Look at how I dress.
The same as he does.
Yeah, I guess
just
you're right.
Sans leather jacket.
And I don't have the shoes that, you know, the Velcro shoes.
All right. As soon as we find those, so we're on. We're all in agreement.
We're on.
All right. Thank you for checking out Lynch and Taco's Off the Air podcast every Thursday, just solving the world's problems one at a time.